back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. If you are watching out on the YouTube, this is going to be a fun one. If you're listening in the car, my mouth might be full before the segment's over. It'll be sort of old school eating on the air. I got my wise hat on. Finally, Rob Santoni has delivered. I look a little like Wayne's World with the hair. Party time. Excellent. Sha, we're going to eat ice cream. So anyway, it is National Ice Cream Month. I thought I had missed National Ice Cream Day because when Ronald Reagan signed it in 1984, it was on July 9th. But as it turns out, I have not missed it. It's still coming up on the 18th. And even if you hear this after the 18th, it's not too late to eat ice cream. And many of you know I don't need any month or any day to eat any ice cream. We keep cones around here all the time. Even when my wife buys the wrong ones with the little chocolate thing on it, these are unopened because I don't really like these so much, but I like the regular cones. Then you get the purple and the pink and the green, and strange things happen after that. But I've talked about ice cream with this young lady up in Pennsylvania. She works for Wise. She's just supposed to be the spokesperson for Wise, but she's been a little bit of an ice cream whisperer for me here, you know, in the past couple months. We had like Dairy Month last month. They have threatened to bring me up to Sunbury, Pennsylvania, and tour me through the Wise ice cream factory where they actually make all the ice cream. And Hannah Grotti is here from Wise. She is up in central Pennsylvania. And we were just doing like a regular segment, like I always do. Like I'm wearing my Dundalk shirt here this time because we had Heritage Fair 2 weeks ago and I had a great time. And I just wanted to say thanks to Wise for sponsoring that. But we were doing just a regular segment, right? We were talking about like organic peas and, you know, milk and stuff. By the way, I've got some delicious diet tonic water. This is really tasty one. So you guys label all sorts of stuff. But like the ice cream thing is like, I didn't realize I hit a nerve the last time we got together. We got to talking about flavors and you brought up this tea berry and you brought up the fact. So I want to get out of the way before I try that. I've never heard of this. I have it. It's tea berry ice cream, but this is because of you. It's all because of you, Hannah.
I feel honored.
Well, I'll let you know a couple minutes when I taste it. My wife didn't like it.
Honestly, that's totally fine. And tea berry is like one of those things where you either love it or hate it. I've never really met someone who's like, it was okay. It's either, this one or that.
There's no
one
in between. There's either you're going to want to eat the whole thing or you're never going to want to touch it again. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess you could say.
So when did tea berry come to you? Like I've been talking to so many people about tea berry, and I would say in my audience, a very small percentage have said yes. And a lot of them have roots in, you know, Hershey, Pennsylvania, York, because you and I talked about it being maybe a little bit more cradled in South Central Pennsylvania, maybe Amish, maybe for older folks, maybe generation. But like, I had never heard of it. I didn't want to make fun of it. And the first time I saw it, literally, I was a maiden choice. I bought it and brought it home and put it on ice for the next time we get together. Now it's been here like 6 weeks and I haven't on purpose touched it, but I want to give you a little option because like you guys make ice cream. This isn't just tea berry. You like everything I see, and there's a whole wall in every Wise. You guys make every scoop of it, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's amazing what our dairy plant can do. A little fun fact is that, we actually process 322,000 gallons of cream with our dairy plant.
That's a lot of cows.
Yeah. So, I mean, all that cream goes to good use. We have over 60 flavors from your classic to the fun extreme flavors like extreme moose tracks to kind of regional ones like tea berry that you pointed out, and even some fun seasonal ones like red, white, and blueberry.
All right. Well, look, I pulled these up and I'm just being really honest. This is the shopping online. But I want to talk about ice cream here because I love it so much. One of the complaints I have, if you know, let the Wise folks know, these are too big. I mean, like I want to try a lot of different little flavors and stuff. So like, it's a commitment to me to buy like this much ice cream, but you know, 48 ounces. But I would say this. I got the vanilla beans. The last time we got together, we talked about vanilla bean. We talked about French vanilla, which I still haven't gotten, and like regular vanilla, which is also in the red, white, and blue. I am a vanilla bean guy. I think I might be French. I'm going to get there. The pistachio always looks delicious. But I am, you know this about me, I'm exotic, right? I mean, I want like a butterscotch. I want a cherry vanilla. I want a caramel caribou. You know, I do. I'm not like chocolate vanilla strawberry. Like I like to do different things. So when I see mint moose tracks or extreme moose tracks, I saw the malt and salt of the earth, and I had to like read and figure out exactly what that was. So a little salty, a little bit like a chocolate bar. So there's all sorts of things, and like I don't know where tea berry is going to stack up against all of these flavors, like whether I'm going to come back for this for more or not. But you said this is a little bit of an old-fashioned thing, and you like it or you don't like it?
I really like it. I grew up with it. I remember going to my grandparents' house when I was really little, and my grandfather would always have either a tub of Wise Quality tea berry, or he would have, I can't remember the specific name, but it was basically like a vanilla with black cherry pieces in it.
Oh, okay. So all right. So black cherry, I'm all about, you know, I'm about the peanut butter or the root beer float, sea salt, caramel, ripple. When I hear ripple in there, like peanut butter ripple or butterscotch ripple, that makes me want to get it even more.
It's actually one of our most popular seasonal flavors.
Which one? Tea berry?
Oh no. The sea salt caramel ripple that you brought up.
That's only seasonal. So if I don't get that now, it's gone.
I believe so. But
well, I know the red, white, and blue, it says right on it, limited edition. So when it's limited edition, I know like use it or lose it. You know what I mean? You're either going to have to get it. And then when you get 48 ounces of it, you're really happy you have like a big tub of it. So black cherry cheesecake feels like something that like my wife would like. Peanut butter pie feels like something. That anything s'mores, I'm all about that. Sort of the marshmallow thing. So I don't know. I brought this home and my wife couldn't wait. I said, listen, I'm doing this as a segment. It's like a bit for my friends at Wise. I'm not going to get into it. So when I open this, you're going to see that it's going to look like a mouse got into it, right? I mean, she got into it and she like took a big scoop and she went in her mouth and she sort of started to tear up a little bit. And she went right to the sink and she swore that she'd be having the butterscotch ripple next time. So I don't know how, am I going to like this? Do you think? What does it taste like? What's a tea berry anyway? Do you know?
So a tea berry is actually like a little red berry. It's on the Atlantic coast. So it's like a native fruit. It was used like kind of for like medicine years and years ago. But like the tea berry flavor became pretty popular in like the early 1900s. There was this man named Charles Burke and he was from Pittsburgh. He created a
gum flavor. I hope he escaped. Oh, Baltimore humor there for you. He got out.
And he was creating a gum, and what the infamous gum that he produced was that pink color that that, you know, that's really recognizable, and it has this like winter green flavor. Like the tea berry's flavor is also known as American wintergreen.
Okay, so I'm opening this up and you can see this is like pink, like the sky over Baltimore, over the sunrise. It's almost like, so this is the ice cream. You can see that my wife got in there, you know, a little bit on the cap here, Sue. So it's been told to me that this is going to taste like Pepto-Bismol. And you've already said the word medicine. Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh, right? To think that this came from Pittsburgh right off the bat, I'm a little worried about it. But so it says here it's the American wintergreen for its surprisingly minty flavor.
Yes, that's like the one thing that throws everyone off, because when you see that like bright pink flavor,
I'm thinking bubble gum.
Yeah, like bubble gum or strawberry, but like, you know, it tastes very minty. And I think that's like another thing that a lot of people don't like. It's just because, well, I was expecting a different flavor because of the color.
Well, I know what I'm getting into. So like my wife didn't really know. So I'm going to scoop. I'm going to do like a one scooper here. Okay. I'm going to make it look good. Like for tele. Oh, I'm leaking all over the place already. Cause you know, ice cream melts. I don't know, especially when it's 100 degrees out during National Ice Cream Month. So I've got myself two little scoops here. And I'm going to put this away. My wife swears I won't eat the rest of it. She says one taste will be all that I need. But I have legitimately, and I'm really happy that I could share this with you, because I love the part of the show that I always talk to Don Moeller about, my partner, is he was a social studies teacher back in the day. And he inspired Baltimore Positive. And I always say we like to learn things we didn't already know. So I had 8 weeks ago never heard of T-Berry ice cream. I now see that it's available in every Wise. Literally, you can get this anywhere. You can try it. It's $3, a little less if you get it at the right time of the month and you're, you know, you got your card and make sure you're getting your rewards, gassing up and all that. So it looks like watermelon sherbet in this shot, right? Like it looks like it's going to taste
good. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I have a very wide palate, and I don't drink Pepto-Bismol for the flavor, but I'm not wildly offended by it. So, and I've chewed wintergreen gum. It's not my favorite, although I love spearmint. I love peppermint more. But here we go. All right. I feel like you should be having, you know, something you've never had before.
I know. Maybe next time.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
All right. I wish my wife hadn't had a bite of it before, you know, because like, here we go. Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Not your favorite, I'm guessing.
It has, after it goes down, it kind of tastes like birch beer a little bit.
Yeah, that's another thing too.
Like it's almost like a root beer float aftertaste once. God, but it smells like my grandmother. Like it's got this thing, this aromatic thing happening in the back of my throat that's very, very like I just chewed a piece of wintergreen gum. So like, I feel like it's Willy Wonka. Like it's an everlasting gobstopper. Like let's do this again. Hold on. I think the first bite, the first thing it hits you is Pepto-Bismol. I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Like really, really right away. It's cold Pepto-Bismol. So hold on. Here we go. You can't say I didn't try it twice. All right. So a lot of people say they only try things once. I'm going to try it twice. All right. Still hasn't melted, but I think it's got three phases like a gobstopper.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Violet Beauregard did the gobstopper?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to turn pink, am I?
No, you won't. I promise. Mm-hmm.
Let me show you here. See, the second bite, I feel the coldness. I definitely get the cream. Because the first time around, all I got was Pepto-Bismol. And then I got the cold. Now I get the birch beer, like sarsaparilla, like root beer float, because it's creamy, like the cream and the flavor make it a little bit like a float.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's surprising because this is honestly, you're honestly the first person to say it kind of tastes like birch beer.
I'm taking third bite. Hold on. I'm going to get back after it. Well, I'm trying to like get past the Pepto part of the first bite and like working through the aroma of it and not wanting to think about some guy in Pittsburgh who was trying to make bubble gum. I'm going to keep eating it and give it a real, you know, because it has a little buttery, a little creamy, you know, because it's ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
It's not Pepto-Bismol. Once you get through it, it's cold, it's creamy, and it tastes like a birch beer float to me.
Wow.
That's what it tastes like to me.
Okay.
And if it weren't so pink like Pepto-Bismol, if it were brown, like a tan, like a caramel color, the way birch beer would have that, I think you could call it birch beer float.
Huh. That's interesting. Honestly, how you describe the flavor is like, it's a first for me. Cause whenever I get friends or family to try it who've never had it before,
do they have my reaction to it?
It's like minty.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird. I almost like it. Like, I don't hate it. You know what I mean? I don't want to spit it out. I did when I first put it in my mouth. Like, for a minute there, I was like, this isn't going somewhere. All right. Well, I'm glad I liked it more than I thought I would. And I mean, I certainly don't hate it. It is
kind of a success from our end.
Yeah. It's really like a little bit of an acquired weird taste. I think I told you this. My friend is out in Montana right now. Did I tell you about Huckleberry when we talked about ice creams last month?
I think you did.
Yeah, yes. That part of the world, if you're driving out in Yellowstone, literally in the summer, everything's Huckleberry, and every town has the best Huckleberry ice cream, the best Huckleberry dessert, the best Huckleberry milkshakes, especially the milkshakes. The milkshakes are like the thing. Mm-hmm. And like Huckleberry tastes like kind of like a blueberry. You know what I mean? It's like it's sweet. Okay. It's not tart like a raspberry or even like a lot of people make a tart strawberry. I'm much more about a sweet strawberry, but but Huckleberry, it's like a blueberry, but I would say better. Once I had a Huckleberry milkshake, I stopped. I had five of them. Yeah, I stopped everywhere we went and said, I got to have the Huckleberry milkshake. Because I'm home now. I've never been offered a Huckleberry anything since I got on the plane in Spokane and came home. So I haven't, it's like T-berry. Like I've never heard of it. I think people would dig it if they try it, right? But you got to call it birch beer float. I know. Right.
I know it's very interesting because when people hear the word tea berry, they think like, oh, it's going to taste like, you know, tea with a little bit of cream. But
yeah, I thought when a tea berry, I thought maybe that was like, I like a chai tea or like, green tea or a matcha tea. I mean, and I love green tea ice cream. I really love green tea ice cream. And in that, you know, I've been to Asia. I like that kind of thing. But I've also been to Central Pennsylvania. Now I like T-berry. How about that? You can let them know.
Yay, success.
It's not better than Butterscotch Ripple or whatever. And if I had 60 other flavors, I mean, it would be in the bottom half, right? But because, I mean, you make cherry vanilla is going to be right up there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anything with peanut butter is going to be way up there for me. Anything with chocolate as well. Mm-hmm. But it's not half bad, as they say, right?
Yeah.
All right. I keep eating it. I must be doing something.
I was just going to say, you keep eating it, so you might be liking it more.
Tell everybody about National Ice Cream Month over at Wise Markets everywhere. Make sure you're getting out supporting our friends at Wise. And for me, I'm trying to get in the summer shape. So this is... I've been doing a lot more of the produce, incredible corn, peaches, tomatoes, lettuce, all the good stuff. This is the time of year to get that. Well, you mix a little ice cream in as well, right?
Yeah. We also have reduced fat and light ice creams as well. So like you said, if you want to,
I'm not eating those, but you can.
Everyone has their own personal preference.
I got limitations. I mean, I want to get in beach shape, but I don't want to die getting there. You know what I mean? I want to have a good time. No, I love ice cream and I appreciate y'all trying to invite me up to the factory. Have you been to the factory before?
It's actually attached to our office, but I haven't had a chance to yet because of COVID restrictions.
Oh,
but
of course. Of course.
So, okay. So I'm hoping one day I'll be able to actually check it out.
Is there an ice cream you haven't had yet that you're like trying to go all in for $3 and come home with 48 ounces and eat for 2 weeks? The butterscotch keeps talking to me and the cherry vanilla keeps talking to me. Those are going to be my next two gets. And French vanilla, because I really want to like figure it out. But I think I'm a vanilla bean guy.
Yeah. I don't really discriminate with whatever ice cream flavor. So I'm down, you know, I'm down for whatever, but I don't really have a personal preference of like, oh, this is the next ice cream I want to try. As long as you put ice cream in front of me, I'm going to eat it.
My next try after all the ones I've mentioned is going to be banana split, because that just sounds right up my alley. That and the malt and salt of the earth. That's right up my wife's alley. So Hannah Grady is here. She is with Wise Markets. It is National Ice Cream Month. National Ice Cream Day is the 18th. That doesn't mean you can't celebrate it on the 16th or the 17th or the 19th or the 20th, because I probably will be. And certainly my anniversary, we never have an anniversary with that ice cream. That's the 25th. It will not be the T-Berry because my wife will not have it. And when I tell her that I sort of kind of weirdly enjoyed it, she's going to make a funny face at me and hold her nose. But that's okay. It just means more T-Berry for the rest of us is what I would say. Crab Cake Tour is around the corner. I'm going to be touring several Wise Markets on the tour as well. I understand there's a great one up in Frostburg. They have promised me some local Maryland crab meat as well. Hopefully not a hyperinflated price. Let's get the crabs out of the water on the Eastern Shore. I'll be going to the Pickeries as well. And I'll probably be having some ice cream at various stops along the way in August as well. Because, Hannah, there's not 3 days that goes by where I don't have ice cream here. There's two nights where I don't have a cone. On the third day, I have a cone. And these chocolate cones are evil. I don't want any more of these chocolate cones. Just to let you know that, all right? I got to cut back where I can. Well, you have a beautiful summer. Enjoy your vacation and take the T-Berry with you, all right?
Will do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for turning me on to something new. That's what this show was all about. I appreciate you mentioning it last time. It's been a lot of fun checking it out.
Thanks so much.
Birch beer, kind of, float, sort of. Red berry, wintergreen, but never Pepto-Bismol. It's the T-Berry ice cream. You can find it. It is now melting all over my table like a Daniel Snyder vanilla defense joke. Wise Markets, it is National Ice Cream Month. Make sure you get out there, get your points, get your gas, take care of our friends. Another Wise conversation here at Baltimore Positive and WNST.